as for the companies, eventually the law caught up with them, though by then the damage had been done. In 1979, the US Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, found that the former USRC site in Orange had unacceptable, environmentally hazardous levels of radioactivity, 20 times higher than was safe. There was widespread contamination, and not just of the site, but in those locations where the company had dumped its radioactive waste as landfill. Almost 750 homes had been built on top of that waste. They, too, needed decontamination. More than 200 acres of land were affected in Orange, some to a depth of more than 15 feet. The EPA ordered the corporate successor of USRC to perform the clean-up work, but it declined, except for agreeing to erect a new security fence. Even this they did not see through. The EPA was forced to complete it. The courts were not forgiving. In 1991, the New Jersey Supreme Court found USRC forever liable for the contamination and declared that the firm had had constructive knowledge about the dangers at the time it operated there. Residents sued the firm. After 7 years, the cases were eventually settled out of court, costing the company some $14.2 million in damages. It reportedly cost the government $144 million to clean up radium-contaminated sites across New Jersey and New York. As for Radium Dial, despite the wartime boom, it went bust in 1943. The building it left behind in the centre of Ottawa, however, had a legacy that lasted far beyond that. A meat locker company later operated in its basement. Its employees died of cancer, while a family who purchased meat there found that every brother got colon cancer within 6 months of each other. The building itself was knocked down in 1968. "They just hauled it down," remembered Peg Looney's niece Darlene, "and used it as fill everywhere." The waste from the building was dumped around town, including alongside a school field. Later studies showed an above-average cancer rate near the factory, as well as across town. People found their pet dogs didn't live to maturity, and that the local wildlife developed distressing tumours. "I noted," said another niece of Peg, "that nearly one person in each household of that neighbourhood where I grew up had cancer." Another resident remarked, "There aren't many families not affected." Yet the town officials, in a reprise of their attitude towards Catherine and her friends, did not address the evident problem. When filmmaker Carol Langer made a documentary, Radium City, which highlighted the town's radioactivity, the mayor declared, "That lady is trying to destroy us." He ordered everybody not to go and see it. "Well," said Marie's daughter-in-law Dolores, "that was the wrong thing to say, because it filled up the whole showing and they had to have another one." The film was shown to a standing room only crowd of nearly 500 residents. "People were divided," recalled Darlene. "There were people that didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to believe it. And then there were people who were like, okay, let's get this cleaned up." In the end, they did get it cleaned up. The EPA stepped in, and funds were found to begin tackling the dangerous legacy of radioactivity that Radium Dial had left Ottawa. As in Orange, the damage plunged many feet deep into the earth. It was an operation that would take decades. In 2015, the cleanup was still going on.